just become popular.
These?
Things like that.
Gracious, I didn't have one. A lot of other people did, I suppose, but in the last 34 years.
What did they call those when they first became
popular? Sofas, I think, was what they... But out in this country, there wasn't anything like that in the first place.
Probably just when it did.
Well, I imagine it's been anyway... The first one I ever had. Of course, a lot of other people had them, because I wasn't able to afford them then. But the first one I had was in about 1920.
What did you keep your small clothes in? Underwear and socks?
Bureau drawers. These bureaus that Dad got with the two beds I was telling about had drawers. And then Mother had a great big old trunk. That's where she kept her sheets and things in. Great big old trunk. And then another smaller trunk. I know we called them the big and the little trunk.
Where did you hang your clothes?
Well, just anywhere we could. Usually on the back of the door. There was no closets there then at all. They didn't, I don't think that I ever saw a clothes closet until this country began to settle up. No, I didn't, because, our house was the only frame house between Woodward and Ashland. I believe, 4 or 5. But even besides the ranches. Now, Herring's ranch was made out of wood, and Arnold's and M.C. Camel's, they had ranches, and Grimes' ranch out here northwest of town. But all the settlers, when they first came in, built sod houses. All of them did. And the country began to settle up about 1900. I know that spring was the grandest spring so far as rain and grass. I never seen such grass in my life, and I never seen such fat cattle. They were just rolling fat. It rained for 3 solid weeks that spring. And the river, the Beaver, I imagine the Beaver was too, but we always went north, and the Cimarron was the highest I've ever seen it before or since.
I bet those
spring.
New settlers thought they'd come to us.
Well, they weren't here then.
Oh.
They hadn't come yet. That was about 1999.
Uh-huh.
But that spring, the 1900, when this rain came, well, I suppose someone had been looking about or wanting to come into the country, because they came out here that spring and it looked like paradise. The buffalo grass was that high and the cattle just rolling. Well, they just thought that they'd hit paradise, that's all, so far as country was concerned. And the settlers just flocked in. And the next year and the next, they nearly starved to death, because in those days. Now, we didn't have dust then. The wind would blow maybe for days and days and days, but there wasn't any dust, because there wasn't any plowed fields. It was just grass everywhere. And the cattlemen were sick when the country began to settle up. My, oh my. They really hated to see. And when the range law went into effect, when they had to put up fences, a lot of them just broke their hearts, that's all. They just, a lot of them had to go out of business. Herring